Dave, welcome back to it. Look, apparently the people coming into New York don't like the food and the accommodations, but at least they're not getting for dinner what Joe Biden's family was being served, or was his family being served. I'm confused about Joe's comments yesterday. Listen.
And my uncle, they called him Ambrose Bosie, they called him Bosie. My uncle Bosie was a hell of an athlete. They tell me when he was a kid. And he became an Army Air Corps before the Air Force came along. He flew those single-engine planes as reconnaissance over war zones. And he got shot down in New Guinea. And they never found the body because there were a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea.
He was eaten by the New Guinea cannibals. No, he wasn't. Anyhow, his brain was eaten. Let's go to Tom in West Virginia. Tom, tough act to follow, but there you have it. Welcome to Free for All Friday.
I got a couple of things to say real quick.
Go ahead.
I did almost 30 years in wrestling with little kids. I did 7 years in Little League, which I ran a minor league for 3 years. I also did 3 years of flag football. Now, about a month ago, you called me a hater because I wanted Biden to be hung for treason. But, you know, look at this country. Look at the people that died.
I didn't call you a hater, Tom.
Tom, bring him down.
No. You don't get to come in here and start yelling over me. It doesn't work that way. Sorry. Bye, Tom. Thanks for calling and greatly appreciate it. The fact is, I didn't call you a hater. I said nobody would allow that to happen. Get your facts straight and lose the phone number. I don't mind having a conversation, but you're not going to call and start yelling at me and trying to big time me. Doesn't work that way. Sorry. All right, let's go on to Ron in California. Ron, how are you today?
Well, you know what, Steve? I just got out of the hospital. I have my appendix taken out. But takes a lot to keep me away from the Steve Gruber show.
I appreciate that, Ron.
Well, I want to call this advice to Trump for his staying. I think that man should go to the bluest states, do the bluest cities, and have some rallies where he saves the
most. You know what? I completely agree with you. You know, we saw what he did in Harlem here just this week, right? He came out and greeted everybody at the bodega. Man, it was a wild turnout. If he would hold a rally in Harlem. Now, listen, I asked Caroline Levitt about this yesterday, and she said, we might just have some surprises like that. She indicated that might happen because I said, if he holds a rally in Harlem, holds a rally in Chicago, Illinois, I mean, he'll have massive turnout, won't he?
Oh, yeah. She's great, too. I love that girl.
And, yeah.
Well, right on, Steve. We agree again, and I think he'll probably follow that act. I mean, I could see him in San Francisco or in L.A. because he sent me a text. I'm kind of one of his fans. And he said, should I go to California and have a rally? And I'm like, oh, I'd be the greatest. Because, you know, there's a lot of – it's a pretty red state, California.
There are.
We're just smothered.
That's right. You know, and Illinois is a very red state except for Cook County. The rest of Illinois is very red anyhow. Ron, I hope you get better. Yeah. Feel better soon, my friend, and thank you for being a supporter of the program. All right, Anthony is in Ohio. Anthony, how are you today? Anthony, are you there?
I'm here. I haven't had a chance to say anything over air since like 1986 when I saw the Sonya Live in LA show.
Congratulations.
I'm very upset and I'm very sad for this world, what's going on right now. I don't like it one bit. And I think Biden has a lot of blood on his hands for what he's done to this country and what he's done to the world.
What's your biggest concern?
Dying on his watch. What?
What is your biggest concern when you look out? I mean, things that people get up every day and go, I can't believe this is happening. I can't believe this. Is your concern there in Ohio?
The destruction of this country. The death and destruction of this country is the
foundation
on my mind.
The morality.
Yes.
The economy.
Yes. Absolutely.
The direction. All
absolutely.
Of it. Yeah.
I hate Biden, and I don't hate anybody, but this guy is, you know, people have died on his watch, and it's all his fault. I blame him and this whole administration.
Anthony, thank you for checking in. Don't worry, Ohio's going to go red. We got you covered there.
Yeah.
Ohio will do the right thing.
Sure
we'll see if everybody else does. Anthony,
thank you very much.
Have a good day. All right, let's go down to William. He is out in the center of the country in Kansas. William, welcome to the Steve Gruber Show on a Free for All Friday.
Hello.
Hello, how are you, William?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Yeah. I'm curious. The latest protesters, college protesters.
Yep.
Biden wants to make us pay for their tuitions.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
100%. So does that mean even the protesters that are the college protesters that are causing problems? The colleges.
Yeah, we get to pay for them too, William. 100%. We get to pick up the bill because of all the goodness that they've brought to the world. You got it, William. Yeah, we get to pay for $550 billion and counting. Yeah, big number. Let's get Destiny in from Rhode Island before we run out of time in this segment. Destiny, welcome to the program. How are you today?
Good morning, Steve. Wonderful. How are you?
Lovely. What's on your mind?
Well, I just want to tell you, I've been a sonographer now for 43 years. I work at one of the major hospitals in labor and delivery. And the secret's now been exposed at Planned Parenthood. And at least 25 of the 50 states will be going bankrupt, and they all say because of a shoe shortage. Now, I don't know what they mean by a shoe shortage, but maybe the doctors and the staff are tired of walking around with murder on them. I don't know, but all I know is I was looking forward to retiring, but with this economy, I don't think I will be. So, but I just want to say to all those sonographers that see life in hot beats and hot pulls, and I give a shout out because I stand with them, because we see life and death every day, and I just am grateful to be alive for such a time as this. So enjoy your day today. It's a beautiful day where I am, and I just love the show.
Thank you, Destiny. Greatly appreciated. It is Free for All Friday, 877-310-9966. 877-310-9966. Greatly appreciate you being here. More after the break.